Support for this podcast comes from The Huntington, presenting Toni Stone, Play Ball. Witness the remarkable true story of the first woman to play professional baseball on a man's team, shattering expectations and creating her own set of rules. Now through June 16th at The Huntington Theater, huntingtontheater.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza has killed approximately 33,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, after a Hamas militant group attacked southern Israel, killing 1,200 people and taking 253 hostages. The United Nations is also warning of famine in Gaza as Israel's bombardment continues. That's present for two Muslim members of our Greater Boston community as they pray and reflect. Mahmoud El-Rafai is a Muslim chaplain at Boston College and a scientist at Harvard, and Hagar Delshad is a physician's assistant and a Brookline resident. Mahmoud, welcome.
Thank you.
And Hagar, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Hagar, I will start with you. Is this Ramadan different for you?
Yes, thank you so much for having both of us, and we're really happy to be here. This Ramadan has been absolutely the most difficult Ramadan that we've experienced in years, speaking for myself, including some of the years when we fasted over 17 hours. You know, the fast is shorter this year and the weather is better, but it feels like going through a holiday after you've lost somebody really precious to you, like we're constantly in a state of grieving. It's been an absolutely very different and very difficult Ramadan.
And Mahmoud, how about for you?
This is definitely one of the most difficult Ramadans I've ever experienced. But with the difficulty that it comes with it, there is also an element of transformation that's taking place. You know, a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of feelings that sometimes hard to explain with what's going on. And, it is... feelings of disappointment, feeling of sadness, feeling of grief, but at the same time, feeling of hope from the people of Gaza themselves. You know, they are giving us both feelings. Yeah.
I'm Catholic. I'm Christian. I know the experience of Lent. I don't know the experience of Ramadan. What do you seek for, Hagar, in your time of prayer and fasting and reflection? Are you seeking for a gift? Are you seeking for wisdom? Are you seeking for peace, enlightenment, strength? Tell me about that.
So during Ramadan, it's our holiest month of the year, and it's a time for us to reset completely and return to God. So the acts of worship are elevated. There is more time for prayer. The removal of food and drink and things like that help you center yourself and become completely God conscious, because you're not distracted by material things. And in that time, you're building empathy for people who don't have what you have. And that's a core part of the Ramadan experience. And in addition to that, we do many acts of charity. And so we definitely amplify, you know, what other people, when everyone would consider good deeds. So it's a month of seeking forgiveness from God. It's a month of reestablishing your spiritual connection to God, realigning your values, your priorities. It's just a very good month of complete reset and return to God and the principles that we're taught in Islam.
Mahmoud, three words really struck out to me. And for you as a chaplain, I'll turn to you, right? Forgiveness, empathy. Let's start with those two. And distraction being the third. All strike me as just deeply resonant now.
I mean, when I think about forgiveness and going through what's happening in Gaza, there is this new reality about how short this life could be, how things could change upside down. Suddenly, the lives of millions of Palestinians and Gazan people are completely shattered, completely destroyed. And that gives me a message like, this life is not worth it to have a grudge. This life is not worth it to wait, to fix relationships, to forgive, and to let go of some feelings of animosity or anger or hate. And that's what I've been watching and been reminded of every single time I see what's happening in Gaza.
Is that hard sometimes?
It is hard. It's very difficult. Because while I'm battling this feeling to be a forgiving person, to be someone that's loving and someone that is, you know, open and welcoming everybody, I struggle when I see people are insisting to kill Palestinians, are insisting to prevent ceasefire, are insisting to prevent aid, are using starvation against Palestinians, are destroying their lives and their dreams and everything they wished for. And it's just sometimes difficult to imagine myself forgiving people like that. You know, it's a struggle I'm having.
We're with two members of our community, Mahmoud El-Rifai and Hagar Delshad, as they experience Ramadan this year in this moment. And Hagar, empathy, you take that where you want to take it. Is mm-hmm. there someone you have found yourself connecting with or feeling empathy for this year in your prayer and reflection?
Sure. I think every year, you know, we train ourselves to heighten our empathy during Ramadan. It's part of the practice. This year, it's really impossible to disconnect the need for empathy around the world right now. And I think what we're seeing every day across the world in Gaza is families that are shattered, people who are going with nothing, but they are constantly in a state of thanks and gratitude to their Lord. And that's really empowering, and that's really just very solidifying for a believer's heart to say that even when you're stripped of everything, you have your faith in God and you have faith that God will get you through things. And I think, you know, empathy is something that we would need more of in this world right now. I don't think that everybody is empathizing around the world with people who don't look like them as much as they should or could be.
What about that cross connection, Mahmoud? You're a chaplain. I have to imagine that you're working not just with Muslim students, but with other students as well. How are you thinking about that, especially during a time of fasting and prayer and reflection?
I mean, as Hajar said, that we are, during the month of Ramadan, trying to connect with God and be more God-conscious of what we say, how we say things, how we do things, how we interact. And that's what I bring in mind when I'm interacting with anyone, that I try to be full aware of God when I'm speaking, when I'm talking, when I'm interacting. And then the question is always, am I pleasing God when I'm saying this? Is God going to be pleased when I'm doing this? And that's how I try to, you know, ground myself and try to approach everyone around me from that perspective. I try to put myself out of the equation, which is difficult. But as a chaplain, I am not the center of attention when I'm dealing with students, when I'm dealing with issues around me. And I try to practice that as much as possible.
What do you want from your greater Boston community right now?
I think, you know, the Muslim community is deeply hurting right now. And I think every day we are hurting even more and more. I think it would be a great show of solidarity for people to reach out to their Muslim neighbors and support them. I think this year has been very transformative for most of us. This Ramadan is like no other. Our gatherings are not the same. Our get-togethers, our celebrations are usually very lavish meals and things like that. We're not doing those things because it feels so wrong to do them when people are starving across the world and having one meal every other day as their sustenance. So we have been completely, completely transformed as people. And I do think other people have been as well. It's not just Muslims. And I would love to see more solidarity, more support. I would love to see people support a peaceful resolution to this problem. And, you know, just as Muslims, I think we're really struggling in this moment. But at the same time, it's this feeling of whiplash, of deep grief and deep struggle, yet reawakening the spiritual needs that we return to God, we center ourselves around our beliefs and our values. And I do believe that in this moment, there's a calling. And the calling is for what can we do to promote justice and peace around the world? And I hope that many people answer it.
As you come to the end of Ramadan and Eid, Mahmoud, how will you do that this year? And will it be different in any way?
As I said at the beginning, that a lot of hope, a lot of strength, I personally and a lot of us been gaining from the people of Gaza themselves. With everything they're going through, they are still celebrating Ramadan. They are still preparing to celebrate Eid. Their message is that we connect with God, and through this connection, we gain strength to live and to love life, right? And that's what's going to be on my mind when I'm celebrating Eid, because celebration for us is a form of worship. But this celebration need to be deeply connected and deeply mindful of what's happening around us and the responsibility we have and we hold as people who have faith and we have connection with God, that we are not living just for ourselves. And this happiness that we hope to share in a couple of days on Eid, we want to share it with everyone, every single Muslim and every single non-Muslim around the world. We want the people of Gaza to be able to celebrate Eid and to be able to enjoy peace and to be able to have a life that they deserve to live, because the people of Gaza are a truly wonderful people and they deserve better. They deserve to live in peace and they deserve, you know, the love that the world is just not giving them right now.
I think we'll end there. Mahmoud El-Rifai is a Muslim chaplain at Boston College and a scientist at Harvard's Neuroimaging Center. And Hagar Delshad is a physician's assistant, a Brookline resident. They're joining us during Ramadan. What is the appropriate saying of peace for me to give you now?
Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tiziana.
Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. You're listening to Radio Boston.